A gitvach and a mazel de kevach this coming Tuesday. Yites Kislev is the yoime de halile kadisha finim groise magi, the rebbe fin alle rebbes, Rav HaKudosh Reb Dov Beh ben Rav HaKudosh Reb Avrum Zechisoy Yugen Alayni. The Heilige Magid, the Mizritch Magid, was born in Lukic in Tuf Samach Ches or Tuf Ayin, that's either 1708 or 1710, and is Nestaligavar in Yit Tes Kislev, Tuf Kiflamet Gimel 1773, and Eligt Behalten in Stut Anapola, where that's where he went to live the last year of his life. Tzadikim said that his father, Reb Avrum, was from the Lamed Vuf Tzadikim. In his younger years, he learned Torah by the Reuven Lukic, Reb Shloime Dov Bezachis Yugen Alanya. Then he went on to the yeshiva from the Heiligen Pnei Yehoshia, and the Pnei Yehoshia tzich gechatchket with him because he saw who he was zoichet to have as a Talmud. He married the daughter from the Rav HaKudosh, Reb Shulam Shachna from Tachin, and he went to live in the city of Eshver, and Eshver gave him a separate house where he should be able to sit and learn and deen the Eibush to his Shver, appreciated and valued the Heilige Magid, but later, a few years later, his Shver lost all his money and he could not support the Magid anymore, so the Magid had to leave, and the Magid traveled to a neighboring town where he became a Malamed Dardike, but he had mamish no money there. Danius was shreklich, and afterwards he ended up going to Koritz, and there he became the Magid Meshurim in Koritz. In Tuf Kif Yid Bay 1752, when the Heilige Boshem HaKudosh is nesparsen geworden, the Heilige Magid decided to go to the Boshem HaKudosh. The sibbe why he went to the Boshem HaKudosh, he had a gewisse krankheit, a machle, and doctors couldn't figure out what to do, and everybody was telling him there's a Boshem HaKudosh, a psaish pele. So he went there, and he came to Heiligen Boshem HaKudosh, and he decided if he sees what he likes, he's going to stay on to be a Talmud. He came with some Heiligen Boshem HaKudosh, and the Boshem HaKudosh started speaking to him maselich and vertelich, and the Heilige Magid was not yoided to what the Boshem HaKudosh was saying, and he was a shtickler turned off, and he decided that he is going to leave the Boshem HaKudosh and he's going to go back to Koritz. Later that night, there was a knock on the door where the Magid was staying, and the Boshem HaKudosh's Gabba comes in and says, the Rebbe wants to speak to you. So he went back to Heilige Boshem HaKudosh. So the Boshem HaKudosh gave him Shulam Aleichem, and the Boshem HaKudosh says, Zug ma pshat in a shtickel eitz chayim. So the Heilige Magid told him, Pshat and Eitz Chaim. So the Boshem HaKudosh tells the Magid, I want you to know, I don't like your Pshat. If you want, I'll teach you a new Pshat. So the Magid said, Avada. He said, but the darfst dich aufstellen. And the Magid hat sich aufgestellt. And the Boshem HaKudosh started learning. And as the Boshem HaKudosh was mentioning names of Maluchim and Soides HaToyre, the room started becoming a glow, and the room started becoming full of Oire and Kiddush, and the Magid started trembling until the Boshem HaKudosh finished. When the Boshem HaKudosh finished, he asked the Magid if he understood, and the Magid shook with his head, yes. So Rav Hashem HaKudosh says, I want you to know your pshat is also a good pshat, but you have been learning Torah up to now without a chias, the same way a person needs a neshuma, Torah needs a neshuma. I will teach you Torah with the neshuma, and the neshuma of the Torah is the ability to tap in, as today we know we log in and we connect to the Maluchim and we bring them down and they become a part of the Torah. He stayed on by the Boshem HaKudosh for a lengthy time, and every time he wanted to leave to go back home, the Boshem HaKudosh told him, no, senochnish kansat, senochnish kansat. One day the Magid asked him, Rebbe, why don't you let me leave yet? So the Heilige Boshem told him as follows, I want you to know that my moyach is like a well, and a well, the more you schlep water out of it, the more it replenishes. The more you draw chochmas atoyde out from my moyach, the more it replenishes, and I'm able to be mechadish, and I'm able to be masig, tifer and gresser the soides atoyde. The Boshem HaKudosh adored the Magid, if we could use that lushan, and he taught him everything that he learned. Mechia Shaloini, he taught him Sichis, Chayis, Va'oifis, the Kulam, Sisre Toire, anything that he knew him, the Boshem HaKudosh Ibige gave him, and then the Magid was Doile, Metoiris, Rabbi, Lachairim. Tzadikim, the Heilige Rishon HaKedoshim, said that the Magid was only by Boshem HaKudosh twice. And the second time when he was there for an erech of 6 months. And before he left, Hatam the Baal Shem HaKodesh gebenched. And then the Baal Shem HaKodesh bent his head down and asked the Maggid should bench the Heilige Rebbe. Could you imagine? The Baal Shem HaKodesh asked the Maggid zal benchen. The Maggid, ich benchish my Rebbe. And the Baal Shem HaKodesh took the Heilige hand from the Maggid and put it on his head. And the Maggid had no choice, and the Maggid had to bench the Heiligen Baal Shem HaKodesh. In Tufkif Chuf 1760, with the Histalkis, from Heiligen Baal Shem HaKodesh, the Chavrai Kedisha was sitting, and they had no idea who's going to become the Mamala Mukum, who's going to take over the Anhuga and be the new Rebbe. So they decided that they're going to go through all the Talmidim, and every Talmud is going to say something about the Rebbe. And the Talmud that says something that nobody knew, he's going to be the Talmud. And they went from Talmud to Talmud until they came to the Heilige Maggid. They came to the Maggid. Hat sich ungeriefen, the Heilige Maggid, that I saw with my eyes every Friday, how the Heilige Baal Shem, the Rebbe, Moiri V'Rabbi, was pushed from his neshuma. That means his neshuma left his gif and went into a new gif for Shabbos until after Shabbos. All the Talmidim looked around and nobody ever saw that from the Heilige Baal Shem. So they decided if he's the one that saw that, that means he saw the Hechste Madreiges from the Rebbe Ezel werden, the Mamala Mukim, and he became the Mamala Mukim for 13 years from the Heilige Baal Shem HaKodesh. The Heilige told us, Yankov Yosef said, that the belt as the Baal Shem HaKodesh is nestale geworden, the Shechina Gdoisha took Makle v'Tarmile, that means his wandering stick and his satchel, and he went from Mezhebish to Mezrich. The Maggid was Zoiche, and it had 120 Talmidim Kedoisha El Yoinim. We can't mention all of them, but the Heilige Rebbe Meilich, the Rebbe Rebzisha, the Balatanya, the Heilige Rishon, the Heilige Baditshev, Rebbe Aaron Agudel, from Karlin, Rebbe Shloime Karlin, Koshnet Samaged, Rebbe Avrum of Kalisk, Rebbe Leib Suris, the Spola Zayde, Rebbe Mendel Rimenev, and even the youngest one, the Choyze, and these were the Heilige Talmidim, the Chavraya Kedisha, from Heilige Maggid. And the Balatanya used to say, the Koyach of the Maggid was a Koyach that no tzaddik or kudish ever had. He used to say Torah, and he had all these Talmidim sitting around. Versteht sich, that there was a spashtus segashmius. The Baal HaTanya said, when the Heilige Maggid pflege zugem Torah, we saw, and the Rebbe Wolf and Jotome used to say it, that we saw Bechish, that he's nisht of the Welt, and he said Torah, and everyone heard the same Torah, but everyone took out something else, and the Maggid spoke to everyone in the language of his Shoydish Neshoma. The Derech HaChassidus, Baal HaTanya was the Hepech with the Derech HaChassidus in Chernobyl, and the Derech HaChassidus in Chernobyl was different than in Kalin. And this was the Koyach from the Heilige Maggid. The Maggid was able to reach the neshuma of every one of his Talmidim, and these Talmidim were the ones that spread the Orphan of Heilige Baal Shem HaKodesh over ganz Europe. In dort not sich gebot Chassidus. The Heilige Koshnitz Maggid said that he considered the Maggid Agun Adir, and he said as follows. He said, "I before I came to Heilige Maggid, he says, I learned 800 Sifre Kabbalah. And this heißt, the Heilige Koshnitz Maggid knew Kabbalah backwards and forwards. He says, when I came to the Maggid, I saw, also chonish gelernt kanzach. That means that I wasn't even vimezuk that off a spitzfinger from the Heilige Maggid. And that was the goinus from the Maggid. The Heilige Rishoner said as follows, that his Zayde, that was Reb Favah Shel Kremnitzer, the Mechaber for Mishnas Chachumim, was a gunutzim. And every time he would be stuck in a limit, he would fast. And from him, the Vimazuk Pshat. So he said, and he was a Mesnagid, he was a gruesome Mesnagid, and he was Mecholik on the Derech from the Maggid. And he was once learning Ran, and he had a Shalas Chulim, and from Himmel, Hopman and Gezuk Pshat in the Ran. I mean, these Heilige Yidin, they needed Pshat, Megahat a Shalas Chulim. Then he decided that he's going to go to some Heilige Maggid. If the Maggid will give him the Pshat that the Shalas Chulim told him, he'll accept the Maggid. Kitzit, he went to Mezrich, and when he came in, He gave the Magid Shulam Aleichem, and he told the Magid very clearly, if you could tell me Pshat, I'm willing to be Mekabel Muris. And Azoyit Fatzayilt, that the Magid started quoting the Ran, like a Yid says, Ashrei Yoishvei Baseichu. And the Magid of the Mazbe giving Betiftam Bedas, exactly the Pshat was Motam Megala giving from him and Lefeshtaitzach. From then on, he became a Talmud from the Heilige Magid. The Nasa the Roof told over the following story. He said that there once a wealthy person and came to the Magid. He used to be Toymach, the Shtib from the Magid. And Befatzach Gesegen, the Magid tells him, I want you to know, it's not a doctor that heals, the Eibishter heilt. Wieso heilt der Eibishter? With every doctor, geit der Malach. Und wo ist größer der Doktor? Als der größere Malach geht mit ihm. So you go to a größer Doktor, because there you have from the größte Maluchim. And the Yid didn't know what the Magid wanted from him. The Yid went home, a shtick tzad shpeit, he got nebuch very sick, and they called doctors, they couldn't do anything. And the Yid is mamash laying, and he's withering away, and everybody, the Chevre Kedisha was there. And a king, a nobleman, drove by town, with the kings and the noblemen fleeing the Chmidgain Groys of the Ktoirim. So they went out and they begged this nobleman that he should send his doctor in, Efshe, he could do something and he could heal this patient. And the big doctor came in and he got all annoyed. Why are you bringing me into a person that's half dead? I can't help him. Bring me the patient that I can be successful. And the Mishpucha started begging him. So he said, you know what? Okay, quick, go to the druggist and tell him to fill you this prescription. And as the guy went, the seed started getting a little better. So the doctor says, you know what? No, that medicine isn't the right medicine anymore. Get me another medicine. And after three or four times, the seed is growing the ganzen gesind. And the Yid sits up, and the Yid tells this doctor, he says, I want you to know, now I know what my Heilige Rebbe told me. And he tells him the whole thing. Lamasa, this doctor was Nebuch Hayid, Zayevat from Yiddishkeit. And this doctor was Nebuch Afaloiden Neshuma. And this doctor, from them, is Neskarv geworden, and he found an excuse to leave the nobleman's house, and he went to Mizrich, and he became one of the greatest Talmidim from Magid. The Heilige Mincha Seluza, when he used to go be Mevakechoyle people, he would tell them the following story. He said that the Heilige Kedishas Laivi once got very sick, and the matzav got worse and worse, and the Talmidim was sitting in the outside room saying Tehillim Kedishas Laivi was laying in bed. And they sent in doctors to him, and the doctors basically gave up. And the shtick shat shpeter, they hear a zetz on the floor, and koile koilas, they come in, and they see the Heilige Baditsheva laying on the floor, and the Heilige Baditsheva vimizukt in pain. So they sat him up, they put him back into bed. Shtick shat shpeter, they hear noch a zetz, but this time the Heilige Kedishas Laivi is talking, he says, Nagelwasser. They came in, they gave him Nagelwasser, and they saw the Heilige Kedishas Laivi. He took a turn for the better. So the Kedishas Laivi said as follows, I heard from the Heilige Rebbe, HaBetayach Bashem Chesed Yosoy Veveni. So when I heard the doctors giving up on me, I said, okay, there is a better doctor. My Rebbe taught me that HaBetayach Bashem Chesed Yosoy Veveni, that means I'm going to have Betuchen and the Eibishter will save me. So he said, I worked on the smid of HaBetayach Bashem, and I tried to stand up, but Lamaisa, I trusked back down on the floor. So I saw my Amin is not strong enough. So I worked more until I overcame, and Azoy binach, vimizukt gesind geworden. The Heilige Balatanya said that in the shtib fin the Magid, hat man geken shepen rich hakoidish with buckets, and mofsim hom sich gewalgert into the bank, and there were so many mofsim that you couldn't even pick them up. The Heilige Magid, so it verzeilt Rav Akudish Reb Hillel from Parich, one Erev Shabbos was laying down, and the Talmidim were in their apartments in their achsanya where they were staying, and there's a knock on the door, and in comes the Magid's Gaben, goes to Rabban Kalina. He says the Magid asked, the Rabban Kalina was laying in bed and mumbling, and the Gaben tells him, the Heilige Magid are gebeten that you should stop saying Shir HaShirim, because he's saying Shir HaShirim in Himmel, and the Maluchim Esrufim are being Marish. So Tzadikim said, look at this, that the Heilige Karlina was saying, that Rabban Agudel from Karlin was saying Shir HaShirim, and the Maluchim in Himmel am Getreiselt. That's definitely a grosser Zach. But Zayt Zichos, that the Shluf from the Maggid, Fratik Noch Mittug, was a Zach Gresser. If we had to quiet down Rabban Nagudel from Kalin to stop saying Shir HaShirim. The Rebbe Rebzisha said as follows, that he learned from the Heilige Maggid. The Maggid taught them that you learn three things from a child and seven things from a ganef. From a child, you learn that he's always happy, that he never sits with his hands folded, and when he wants something, he cries. So those are the three things. From a ganef, that the ganef works at night, this heißt, wenn keiner seht nicht, and if it doesn't work one night, he goes another night. The third thing is that the Ganuvim, they love one another and they share goods with one another. The fourth thing is that the Ganuv will be Moisenefesh to get a kleiner kite, and the next day it's worthless. He sells it, whatever he steals, even a grosser Zach, anything, the next day he sells it for a penny to the dollar. And he said, the next thing, the Ganuv Chab Gesinnt the Petsch, and he doesn't stop. And the last thing is that he loves his job and he will not trade it for anything else. Al Kapun, we will end off, Avuz the Heilige Maggid is buried in Anapol. And the story is as follows, that there was a Magaifa Nebuch in Mizritch, and they closed the borders. He couldn't travel from one city to another. And the Heilige Rebbe Reb Zisha was very worried for the Maggid and his family. So he snuck into Mizritch one night, and he took the ganze Maggid with the ganze Mishpuche, and he took them to Anapola. He came to Anapola, that's where the Maggid was. But Lamaisa, the Heilige Rebbe Reb Zisha got into trouble, and they arrested the Rebbe Reb Zisha. They brought him in front of the judge. And the Rebbe Reb Zisha asks the judge, he says, You close the borders. Why do you close the borders? So the Magaifa shouldn't spread. If I give you a haftucha that for the next year nobody is going to die, do you let me off the hook and you let the Maggid live here? So the judge knew who the Rebbe Zisha was. So he says, yes, but I want you to sign on it. So he signed on it, and for a whole year, keine Schnifte geworden, at the end of that year, 30 people died. And in the Pinkus, von Anapolle, steht die Masse, and the Dorten hat man behalten the Maggid. But Triske Maggid said from his father, the Motel at Chernobyl, that every time he goes to Anapolle, to the Rebbe Reb Zisha, and some Heilige Maggid, he smells the Reich of Gan Eden, because that is the Shar of Gan Eden at Tachten. Zechisa Yugen Aleini Agitavach.